8:24, and good morning. Welcome to the Morning Line program on 90.3 KNBA. Good to have you along this morning, and warm morning though it is, mostly cloudy with isolated rain and snow showers is what they're saying in the forecast for today. High maybe around 40. We're holding it at 33 here in East Anchorage. KNBA keeping you in tune with our community, and two special guests to welcome this morning. First, we'll welcome back our pal Aaron Leggett. Aaron is the curator of Alaska History and Culture at the Anchorage Museum. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
And also joining us, Jim Fall. Jim Fall is a cultural anthropologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Subsistence Division. Good morning, Jim. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. And the subject of our community segment this morning is wolverines. And luckily, I don't have to explain what that means because these gentlemen will. So the wolverine story, and there's a word here that I believe is in Dena'ina that I'm not going to try to pronounce. So, Aaron, you can help me with that.
Yeah, Neth-Cheesh is one of the Dena'ina names for wolverine. There's actually quite a few names in Dena'ina for wolverine. It's, one of them, one of my favorite, is Idishla, which actually means little friend. Within Dena'ina cosmology, wolverine has the most powerful spirit, and so he's afforded a huge amount of respect. And so the names that the Dena'ina assigned to wolverine are usually euphemisms to not directly address the animal.
Okay. And Jim, what's this project that you gentlemen have been working on curating, as it were?
Well, for many years, about 15 years now, Aaron and I have been working on developing interpretive signs in the Anchorage area that feature the Dena'ina people. This is Dena'ina Atlana, the Dena'ina homeland, but until recently, there was very, very little public recognition of the Dena'ina continuing presence in this area. And what we're about to complete this week is the unveiling of the latest interpretive sign. And we were asked by Chugach State Park to develop an interpretive sign along the Powerline Trail in the park. And Aaron and I talked a little bit, and we knew that the Dena'ina had a Nachish Chukdu, a Dena'ina story that Dena'ina elder Shem Pete told me back in 1979. Mm. So we thought it would be great to feature the wolverine Nachish in this interpretive sign. And this Friday at 3 p.m., we're gathering at the parking lot at the Glen Alps and walking about a quarter of a mile to see the sign for the first time.
So talk about the sign. What's it all about?
Well, the interpretive sign is part of, as Jim mentioned, signs that are going up around the different parks throughout Anchorage. And I think they provide a context for local flora, fauna, and, you know, history. And as Jim mentioned, we've been working on interpretive signage throughout Anchorage. And there continues to be more efforts. Seems like the, you know, speed is increasing. Everybody is starting to become hip to the idea that Dena'ina signage is something that should happen. Right now, of course, we're in Natoh, our special place, the first kind of interpretive place that I worked on with Jim.
Which is our building here.
Which is the building here, and the first building in Anchorage to have a Dena'ina name. So I'm very proud of that fact, and this is kind of what kicked off even before, like, the convention center, you know, existed. So,
would it be proper to talk on the radio about the story?
Sure. It's always a challenge in designing a sign like this to get as much in as possible, but also respecting the limited space. But Shem Pete was very clear to me when he told me this and other stories that he wanted them shared. That he saw a great value in them, and he was afraid that they were going to die with him. The story, in a real nutshell, tells of a married Dena'ina couple who go into the mountains to snare ground squirrels. And while the husband is away, a wolverine comes by and basically kidnaps the wife and runs off with her. She kind of runs off with him, too. The husband is a shaman and brings rain and fog, and the woman is about to die from getting soaked in this rain. And so the wolverine, who again has great spiritual power, sings a song to Nachish Ka'a, who is the guardian of all the wolverines in the world. And this song brings sun, the clouds lift, the ground starts to steam, the woman dries up, and they go on their way. And as Shem explained, the story was told to explain the origin of the song. And when he was a young boy traveling up into the mountains, his elders sang this song when they were up there to basically chase away the fog and the rain. So that's why one of the reasons why we thought this was just so great.
We've got the right week for it here, too.
This is a great day. And the day that Shem, I checked my notes last night, and the day that Shem told me this story was a day somewhat like today, but it was in the springtime, foggy and mushy and rainy. The other reason why we thought this was a good choice is that in the Dena'ina worldview, all animals are greatly aware of human actions, human thoughts, and human speech, and they demand respect. So we are hoping that when people see the sign and read about the power of the wolverine, that message will come across, that we should treat, speak about, and think about the animals that we share the park with great respect.
It's a great subject for today. Of course, today is World Kindness Day as well. It's half past eight. It is the Morning Line program on KMBA, and we have anthropologist Jim Fall and Aaron Leggett with us this morning, and we're talking about a new interpretive sign at the Glen Alps that tells the wolverine story. Aaron, talk about the process of that you and Jim went through putting this thing together.
Well, we kind of have a shorthand because we've worked so well together for so many years. But we kind of, when this opportunity was presented to us, like Jim said, we started thinking, okay, what are the other signs that we've done? We've done kind of Vista View, Dena'ina place names. We've done things along the creeks. We wanted to do something different, I think, with this sign. And so we thought, well, we're up in the mountains. And then I thought about mountain stories, Delay. Chukdu, and this is one of the most famous ones, I would say, from this area, especially since it has the song accompanying it. And so we thought, yeah, this would be a great one. We've highlighted it in a few other places at different times, but this really, I think, will set it in as a lasting legacy for something that'll go on for many years. So once we decided on that and we got sort of the approval, I guess you could say, from Chugach State Parks, it's always kind of a little bit of a back and forth. Then we had to figure out the layout of it, how much space do we have, and then we have to make the hard decisions of what has to be in there, what can be cut out, what can we kind of condense.
You have to be editors, too.
Yeah, we do, and we've gotten good at being painfully, you know, cutting down things, but ultimately, we came to what we felt was the, you know, the essence of the story, and also locating photographs, and also tying it to a cultural context, even with artifacts on the sign itself, is a photograph from Dena'ina Hoochuliashi, the Dena'ina way of living, of a Dena'ina medicine bag that actually had a set of wolverine claws in it that was owned by one of the local Dena'ina foundations. And so we want to tie it both into the past but also into the present, and we hope that people will find it interesting, and like Jim said, will think when they're in the mountains. And I think that's what these stories ultimately were about. They were told to be respectful in the mountains because the Dena'ina always believed that the mountains hold a lot of spiritual power, and most of the times the Dena'ina seem to be their happiest, I suppose, in the mountains, when the weather's good at least. But when they were up there trapping ground squirrels or hunting caribou or doll sheep, in the fall time especially, it was a very meaningful time of year to them. So
we're talking about the mountains, and of course this is up in the Glen Alps. So I'll let my naivete come in a little bit. Are there wolverines up there?
Yes, there's a small number of wolverines in Chugach State Park. You'd have to be extremely lucky to see one.
Lucky or unlucky?
No, lucky. Definitely lucky to see one.
Okay.
Yeah. But maybe reading the song and looking at the pouch with the amulets in it, we'll bring a Wolverine to you.
Wouldn't that be sweet if a Wolverine
it sure
walked
would.
By? And again, when is the actual event walking in to the
sign? It's this Friday at 3 p.m.
Okay, at the Glen Alps. So what's next?
Well, one of the things I'm working on right now, well, one more recent one is if you drive by the Anchorage Museum, as Jim said earlier that this is Dena'ina El Snena. Well, the Anchorage Museum literally put that on the front of our building, and it's part of a larger kind of interpretive plan that I'm working on, gathering a lot of different agencies like Kokomet Housing Authority, the Anchorage Parks Foundation, South Central Foundation, APU, different CIRI, different community groups that putting together a plan that'll be maybe it'll take another 10 to 15 years, but having a standard sort of design template to, you know, incorporate Dena'ina names or Dena'ina history or other important components of Alaska and Anchorage history.
It's a whole comprehensive model.
A comprehensive model. And Jim and I have tried to maintain that through the different signs that we've done in the different parks, and this will certainly tie into that as well, but this will take it kind of to the next step. So
fabulous.
There are lots of opportunities still to acknowledge the Dena'ina presence in the Anchorage Bowl and how they use the places that we go to every day. I mean, a really good example is Point Warrensoff, which in Dena'ina is Nuchishtunt, place protected from wind, and it was an incredibly important subsistence and commercial salmon fishing site into the 1950s, and there are still people around who fish there, and a few people might have been born there and grew up there, yet there's no acknowledgement of that. So we've made improvements, but we have a ways to go yet.
Baby steps.
Yeah,
it'll work. As we get set to wrap up then, Jim, anything else you want to add?
No. Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
Hope people can walk down the trail and see the sign, if not now in the summertime.
Yeah. Well, it's our pleasure to have you both, and we'll look forward to making a trip up there. Aaron, anything to add?
No, I don't. Thanks again, Danny.
Okay. Aaron Leggett is the curator of Alaska History and Culture at the Anchorage Museum, and Jim Falls, cultural anthropologist for Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us on Morning Line.
Chin An. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.